You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the Green Party made a motion to recognise Palestine as a state, as conflict has escalated between Israel and the military group Hamas. However, the bid to debate recognition in Parliament was rejected, with the National, Labour and ACT parties all declining to support the motion. I spoke to Green Party Foreign Affairs spokesperson Gauris Gariman about her party's position on the issue and the potential responses New Zealand could take. I began by asking her why the Green Party believed Palestinian statehood is important and how this differs to the two-state solution supported by other parties.
Yeah, so the Green Party has had a long-standing position whereby we support the two-state solution. Israel is already a state, so the two-state solution by definition requires governments around the world to recognise Palestine as a state. It's sort of at best confused position to say that you support the two-state solution but for taking any substantive steps to recognise Palestine, and at worst I think really cynical. So our point with bringing the motion was to recognise the humanity and dignity of the people of Palestine at a time when they face the worst violence they've seen. They see violence regularly and it's an ongoing part of the occupation, but this latest bout has been the worst in some time. So we wanted to present something that would say to the world that Aotearoa New Zealand stands with the Palestinian people, but also stands for a lasting, sustainable peace.
In a press release rejecting the notion of Palestinian statehood, Jerry Brownlee stated that the National Party has consistently been in favour of the two-state system. What is your response to this?
Well, they don't stand for a two-state solution because they voted down Palestinian statehood. It is a requirement of the two-state solution that Palestine becomes a state and is recognised as a state alongside Israel, and the National Party objected to that. So they can no longer say that they support a two-state solution. This was the step, the core step that we need to take if there is to be a two-state solution, is to welcome Palestine into our community of states where Israel currently sits.
On Saturday, Green Party MP Ricardo Menendez tweeted a photo accompanied by the statement, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which is a quote used by Hamas, who New Zealand label as a terrorist organisation. Do you think this poses a potential conflict of ideologies?
The slogan actually predates Hamas. So, you know, there's 2,000 people in Auckland chanting the same thing. Among them, there were Jews, even Israel-born Jews, Muslims, secular people like me. And so the idea of freedom for Palestinians in their ancestral land across that area shouldn't in any way threaten the peace and freedom of Israelis, and we would hope that it doesn't, and that's exactly why we're standing for independence for Palestine, freedom for Palestinians, and statehood for Palestine. That shouldn't be a threat to the state of Israel, and it certainly isn't a threat to the Jewish community who've come out strongly for peace. In fact, on Parliament steps yesterday, we had representatives of Alternative Jewish Voices, Aotearoa, who used the slogan. So I think it's again a cynical sort of accusation to say that anyone who stands for freedom for Palestine is advocating for terror.
Several Green Party members have expressed support for a petition by the Palestine Solidarity Network, Aotearoa, demanding that the government closes the Israeli embassy in Wellington and sever all domestic ties with the State of Israel. What do you have to say about this?
I mean, that could be one of the steps that we take. Our first step was to strongly condemn both acts of ethnic cleansing in East Jerusalem, in the Sheikh Jarrah area, and also then the violence in Gaza, which we say amounts to crimes against humanity, and could also easily be seen as an act of ethnic cleansing, creating conditions of life that would mean that area is not conceivable home for Palestinians who've been there for generations and generations. We haven't seen that strong condemnation from the government, so we've come out strongly in criticism of them. Our next step in close consultation with the Palestinian community was to raise a motion, and the consensus response that I got was that they would prefer to focus on statehood, because that is a forward-looking recognition of their dignity and humanity. So that was the next step, and that was obviously rejected by all the political parties in Parliament other than the Māori Party, and obviously was on behalf of the Green Party. Next steps will be what we can do to strongly condemn Israel, whether that's cutting off diplomatic relations. I mean, it looks like the violence is only escalating, so that has to be that has to be a serious step that the government considers. I'm not that hopeful that that they're considering anything like that, given that they haven't even supported a mere declaration of support for Palestinian statehood, and they haven't called the violence what it is, which is ethnic cleansing and an atrocity crime by Israel.
So what do you believe New Zealand's best response on the international stage should be to the ongoing conflict?
I think New Zealand should call this what it is, which is a state. This is one of the most powerful military forces in the world, is committing atrocity crimes, crimes against humanity, war crimes, that there must be accountability. And for those who say, you know, Hamas shouldn't aim rockets at civilians, well, yeah, that's true as well. There should be accountability for everyone, but the incredibly, overwhelmingly disproportionate violence is coming from the IDF. We should repeatedly, consistently and strongly call for Israel to keep to its recognised borders, to end the occupation, and call on our allies and friends and trading partners to enforce those borders. And we absolutely must recognise the fundamental rights of Palestinians to self-determination through statehood.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.